Now in our Dream Team interview is going to talk with Hale Cardinal head boys basketball coach Keith Berger. Team won 18 games this year, really had a good season. And Keith, you had two guys on the KMZU Dream Team. Talk first of all about senior Colton Harris.
You know, when I think about Colton, he's just super dependable. I mean, he always wants to be in the gym. He always wants to work to get better. Basketball was definitely important to him, but dependable. He never missed anything all summer. I could always count on him being there. I could always count on him being at every practice and giving 100%. You know, the kid has, he's not a big kid, but he's got a lot of skill, left-handed, quick. Just did a good job of using his quickness to get some fast breaks and get some easy transition baskets. And just a really good shooter from the outside, too, when he gets some space. Just a good kid and a good player. I mean, you take a Colton on your team every year for sure.
Several weeks ago, he scored his 1,000th point for his career. That's a special milestone.
Yes, I think he ended up with 1,061 points. And we had, you know, two players back-to-back there, which is kind of unusual. I think one ended up with 1,061 and the other one with 1,065. And those kids are really good friends. And those two, you know, they just complemented each other very well for sure.
And your other player, your son Ty Berger, another 1,000-point scorer. And talk about Ty.
Ty, you know, he's a hard worker. He really is. He probably would have benefited from not having his dad as the coach because I was really hard on him, no doubt about that. But, you know, he's a hard worker, and irregardless, when it came game time, he gave 100% all the time. I mean, defensively, he just worked his tail off defensively. He's one of the best defenders I've ever coached. I probably sometimes didn't use him as well as I could have defensively just because I tried to kind of had this notion I didn't want my, you know, top offensive player guarding the team's, you know, being my defensive stopper. Ideally, you'd like for it to be somebody else, but inevitably it always turned back into him, even if I'd try somebody else. He always wanted to guard the best player, and in crunch time, that's definitely who I put him on. You know, Ty, he did better this year getting to the basket, getting some easy opportunities. You know, he's one of those kids that was kind of a late bloomer. He was 5'5 as a freshman and 5'8 as a sophomore. And just now, I mean, he's grown probably an inch since we played summer basketball and put on, you know, some weight. He's just one of those kids that's a late bloomer. I think, you know, he's just a good player. He's just a hard worker. And just like Colton, those two kids were the only two kids, I believe, that were I could count on everything we did this summer, every shootout we went to, regardless of when or where it was, I knew they were going to be there. And there's something to be said about that, especially today. I mean, it's not uncommon to sometimes have a kid miss a game for, you know, for whatever reason, and those two, you never had to worry about them missing anything for sure.
Keith, you've been very successful as a basketball coach. A lot of highlights in your career, but I'm sure one of your highlights has to be coaching your son, Ty. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, it's probably, and I know there's been a lot of good coaches that have done that I've coached against and worked with in the conference. You know, Kenny Lehman down at Hardin Central and, you know, coached his own, and Darren Smith at Meadville had a couple good ones. And, you know, the thing about that, you know, there's some benefits for him with that, and there's also some disadvantages. You know, it seemed like early in his career when he was getting playing time and having some success. You know, he wasn't very big when he was a sophomore, but he still had 67 three-pointers. And I'll never, you know, he had a game against Tri-County where he had 8 three-point baskets, and we still had 6 minutes to go in the game, and I took him out and didn't let him play. I'll probably, you know, thinking back on that, I probably wouldn't have done that to anybody else, but with it being my kid, I didn't want to make it look selfish or anything like that. And, you know, he could have easily set our school record, which I think was 9 or even surpassed it. And, you know, you get people, it's like I said, it works both ways. You get people that think that he's, you know, getting preferential treatment and finding success just because you're his, you know, you're his father and you're his coach. But I'll tell you what, I was hard on him. You know, he scored 36 points against Northwestern here, and I was probably harder on him the next practice than I've ever been on any kid, you know, that I've ever coached, and which is kind of unfair to him. But, you know, I had expectations that I thought he needed to do everything just a little better than everybody else. But, you know, like I said, in the end, I wouldn't trade it. He had a good year, and, you know, he's got a lot. Him and Colton both got a lot of accolades this year. We just had our all-conference yesterday, and they were both first-team selections. Ty was a first-team all-district selection. You know, they're both going to be, you know, both obviously came to you, dream team players. So, you know, I think their efforts, both of their efforts, definitely were recognized and did not go unnoticed to not only the Hale School and the community, but, you know, to other coaches and fans as well.